Today, how your brand can enter the metaverse without development costs, Meta picks a fight with its smaller competitors, TikTok launches its AR effects platform, a social media app all about authenticity could be the next big thing, and on the Premium Podcast with no ads, more stories, and deep dive weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more, why your brand's Instagram hashtags may not be the most effective strategy to boost engagement. It's Tuesday, April 12th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Well, some breaking news to start us off. If you logged into YouTube today and noticed things were a little glitchy, you are not alone. Somehow, YouTube managed to erase its left column sidebar, the place that lets you access your subscriptions feed, your watch later list, your history, and so on. To be clear, those lists are still there. It's just the navigation in the left nav bar that's gone for some reason. Apparently, other people are reporting problems trying to cast videos to a smart TV or watch streams from a video game console. Also, apparently broken, the account menu, which lets you manage your channel and switch accounts. YouTube says it's aware of the issue. It is working on a fix. The YouTube mobile app appears to be unaffected. Meta has announced plans to monetize the metaverse. The platform is testing a feature that will let creators sell virtual items and effects inside their virtual worlds. And this could include you and your brand. You could, for example, create and sell accessories for your products or offer paid access to your own part of the world. Creators selling items will be a commerce tab in create mode that lets them create purchasable items. All users with access to Horizon Worlds will be able to make in-world purchases. The company is also launching a goal-oriented bonus program, sometimes called a creator fund, to encourage creators and brands to use its tools and build their worlds. Meta says bonuses will be paid out at the end of the month for their progress toward the goal. The tools are only rolling out to select users and brands to start, but it could be a way for you to enter the metaverse and have a little help with those development costs. If you ever wanted to create your own augmented reality effects for your brand's TikTok, now you can. TikTok is finally rolling out its AR effects tool, which it has called Effect House, to all creators and developers worldwide. The AR tool allows creators to make their own AR camera effects that can be used by other TikTok users. Effect House includes learning resources to help you build tools like templates, guides, online tutorials, and a knowledge lab where engineers will live demo how to create an effect. TikTok says effects will be subject to guidelines in order to be approved for use. For instance, according to the company, we do not allow effects that depict cosmetic surgery, such as lip fillers, or encourage scrutiny of someone's appearance. As Meta pushes towards video, there is a new kid on the block targeting Gen Z's realness that could potentially be the next big photo sharing app. Be Real is what it's called. It is the latest social app for marketers to watch out for as it is quickly gaining momentum. Its monthly users have grown by more than 300% since the beginning of the year, according to Apptopia. The app is designed to share your authentic life with your close friends. Here's how it works. First, every day at a different time, one notification gets sent to everyone. You have 2 minutes to share what you're up to. Then, all your friends post at the same time. You can comment and react with real emojis and go back in time to look at your memories. The app also takes photos using both front and reverse cameras, so you see what the person is doing as well as where they are, and the time limit restricts your capacity to stage and edit shots, keeping things real, I guess. So if you were the person who didn't know that TikTok was a thing until it was too late, now's your chance to look smart a few months from now. Again, the app name is called Be Real, all one word. In case you've ever deleted any of your brand's tweets in the hope that they would be erased from existence, I have some bad news for you. Twitter has reverted a change that left blank spaces in place of deleted embedded tweets. So now your deleted tweet will still be visible if that tweet is embedded on a brand web page or any web page. The decision to restore the text of deleted tweets comes after the platform received criticism this week from individuals who believed Twitter went too far by altering the text of embedded tweets. Twitter says it is rolling back this change for now while exploring different options.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Spring must be in the air at Microsoft. Last month, the ad platform announced that automated bidding seasonality adjustments would be rolling out this month. Now, advertisers are indeed beginning to see seasonality adjustment in their accounts. According to Microsoft Advertising, this feature can help inform your automated bidding algorithms with more signals that specify when you expect performance changes, such as conversion rate variance during a seasonal event, or promotion, or other change in your business. The tool is supported for search campaigns as well as shopping and dynamic search ads campaigns. To create a seasonality adjustment for your campaigns, select Tools, then look for Seasonality Adjustment. Digital advertising is where brands are investing their ad dollars. According to a new report, digital ad revenues experienced tremendous growth last year, and the search area continues to be the leading format. In 2021, search accounted for more than $78 billion of U.S. digital ad revenue, which totaled $189 billion. When looking at the top format, search, as I said, maintains the largest share, but digital video saw the most growth in revenue. Mobile accounted for more than $54 billion, while desktop accounted for $23 billion. The report suggests social media advertising has also recovered after plateauing at the start of the pandemic. In 2021, revenue from social platforms hit over $57 billion, up more than $16 billion from 2020. The analysis indicates that the state of digital advertising is strong and predicts that digital ad growth will continue across all channels. The data provided by the Interactive Advertising Bureau. And finally, file this under: if it acts like a monopolistic duck and walks like a monopolistic duck. It's no secret that Meta has been caught in antitrust chaos for years, so the company is trying this lighter, gentler, softer approach: subpoenaing their smaller competitors and demanding they turn over confidential data because something, something, they're Meta and they say so? The tech giant has sent out more than 90 subpoenas to companies like the photo-sharing app Dispo. This all part of its planned defense of the FTC's antitrust case. Dispo's subpoena includes 36 separate requests for internal documents, according to TechCrunch. Requests range from detailed user metrics to consumer privacy requests. And Dispo has 25 employees, no lawyers on staff, far short of the manpower required to fight legal battles with big tech. But what says we're a monopolistic bully, like sending an army of lawyers down on your tiny competitors, am I right? Dispo has asked Meta to withdraw its subpoena. So far, the Zuck appears to be holding firm. You may have heard that late this afternoon, Gilbert Gottfried, the comedian, died after a long illness, and proving the point that some people are just horrible, horrible people. Just minutes before we put this show to bed, some jackass apparently has hacked Mr. Gottfried's verified account and retweeted his OnlyFans promotion. I like to think that Gilbert Gottfried would have somehow seen the humor in that, at least. So Project Hot Tub is getting closer. The deck reinforcement was done over the weekend. We have triple joists. We have an additional supporting column. Now all that's left is a structural engineer to sign off on it. Fingers crossed. And then we get our beautiful two-person hot tub that overlooks a forest. I am very excited. Can we talk for a minute about this YouTube thing? How does this happen? Like, how do they actually delete an entire left nav bar? I know that it's not this simple or dumb, but I have to believe that someone literally just hit delete, right? Like they accidentally leaned over their keyboard, they're reaching for coffee or something, they pressed delete, and that was it. Prove me wrong, YouTube. On the show tomorrow, are you emphasizing the right words in your product video or YouTube ad or TikTok promo? New research says doing it wrong is costing you money. I'll have the study author on to explain. See you tomorrow. Come with me, baby. Oh, tonight. First delete and kiss your problems goodbye right on time. First delete and kiss your problems goodbye.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.